What's up, entrepreneurs and business owners? We are here on the Stronger Business Podcast. I am extremely excited to chat with our guest today. She speaks the language that I love when it comes to just personal life, business life, what I think ought to be the most important thing for all of us. You will understand once we dive in more. It's going to be a lot of fun. Super awesome energy in the studio today. I have Morgan Massey with Massey Fit. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really pumped to be here.
I am excited to be here. We've never got to chat a whole lot about kind of what you do or business or different things. We've been in some webinars and some groups. We know a lot of the same people.
Yes.
I hear you crushed it on stage at Rise and Soar.
That's nice of you to say.
I'm here to learn some stuff there, some things you talked about. But I really want to start things off. I want to talk about kind of the fit side and what you do and why you're so passionate about fitness and health and exercising and people taking care of themselves. So how did you get here? How did you get in this business? And why did you get in this business?
Yeah, so always have been active my whole life. Mm-hmm. I played tennis growing up, and then when I went away to college, I kind of lost myself and found the freshman 15.
Me too. I lost myself in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So when I graduated and got my act together, got married, had a couple of children, I was so tired. Like, babies keep you busy. You know,
I'm learning that.
No energy. So I was like, I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of being tired. Like, I need to get my act together. A girlfriend invited me to the Athens YMCA, took some classes there. The director took notice and kind of took me under her wing, and I got trained. So I started teaching group fitness classes there. Love group fitness because the energy that people give, it just is so much fun. And then I kind of detoured into cycling classes, and that's so much fun. It is very, very hard to talk and encourage and cycle at the same time, but I felt like I did a pretty good job of it. And then COVID happened.
Everything changed.
And my life just completely turned upside down. And I had this unfinished basement at my house, and I took over one of the rooms. And my mother-in-law started training with me, and another girlfriend started training with me. And then it just kind of word of mouth snowballed, which I love. Word of mouth is the way I
market. So it's all organic from the start.
Yes.
It's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And then what used to be my husband's man cave is now Massey Fit. It is gone. He has no place.
Love it.
I have four rooms. I have a Pilates studio. I have free weights, treadmills, Stairmaster type things. I have all of it. And I just took over. And now I work one-on-one, but I also do small group training, so anywhere from like 5 to 10 people. Mm-hmm. And I have just a wonderful group of women that are motivating and encouraging and kind and just want to live their best life.
I love it, love it, love it. I'm assuming you feel the same way. It's, for me, when it comes to like cycling classes or exercise, and especially start doing it in groups or in the community, like obviously there's the physical side of the benefits. But the mental side is like, that's probably the biggest game changer in my life.
That's why I do it, for my mental health.
Yes, for like without a doubt.
I'm a nicer person. This morning I was running with a group of friends at 5 a.m. I said, I'm chasing my sanity right now.
Yes.
I just feel better. And the benefits that come with it are being stronger. Maybe your skin's glowing more. You feel healthier. You're more likely to get out there and do things and be more social. So
confidence, all the things. It's a... I was at a business conference with my wife, goodness, 4 or 5 years ago now, and I heard one of the speakers talk about we as the owner are the biggest assets in our business, and we take care of ourselves worse than we do anything else in our business.
Like
We get oil changed in our business vehicles. We have our IT guys do stuff on our computers. We have our office cleaned and take care of stuff. But as the most important, the most valuable piece of your business is you as an asset, as part of your business, we like treat like absolute crap most of the time. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't eat right. We don't exercise. And that for me like sparked like this is it's really stupid for me to focus on growing a sustainable, healthy business if I'm not doing the same thing for myself.
Yeah,
I'm
like, you got to be there to run it.
Yeah, and then all the other things that come with it. I exercising for me and being like active, same thing. I'm way saner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way more calm and collective. I make way better decisions.
Yes.
I'm a better manager and leader to my team. I feel better. I'm more confident.
Yeah,
I have
for
more,
sure.
I have more energy. And that's probably the craziest thing that all our listeners out there that aren't into fitness or haven't figured this out yet. Somehow
you get energy.
The more you work out, the more energy you have during the day, especially if you do it in the mornings, which is god awful hard. I was just doing so good at that. And then our new little baby boy came along, and that's changed.
You got to give yourself some grace when you have a newborn, right? Because that's a completely different season of life that you're leaning into. But if you can just wake up 15 or 20 minutes early for a week straight, and then maybe the next week add another 15 minutes to it. Now I wake up at 4:40 every day, and my body just does it.
Yeah.
So if you can work out in the morning, one, you're not exhausted by the evening and dreading your workout. You've already done it, right? And then you can kind of celebrate.
What other tips would you have for people to get started, just to kind of figure out, this is how you get into it and make it a sustainable process? How do you coach or how do you guide your clients on just, hey, I haven't done anything in a long time, and what do I need to start? What do I need to start with?
I think you need to find an accountability person, because most of us will not stay accountable to ourselves, right? If you go for a week and you're not enjoying it and you don't have a game plan, you don't have someone to meet you there, then you're probably not going to do it. But if you can find a community of women to hold yourself accountable to, then that, or men, I mean, if you haven't figured it out, I focus on women.
Absolutely.
So if you can find a friend to work out with and hold you accountable, then that's going to be a game changer, right? Because anytime someone texts me, I'm not feeling so great, maybe I should skip today, I'm like, let's talk about it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should, or maybe you shouldn't.
You don't just
today.
Accept it. Like, okay, cool. See you Wednesday. You're like, no. Love that.
Let's find out why. And then if you're just getting started, drinking enough water. These all sound silly, but they're so important. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. What else? So I do value nutrition, right? Because you can't work off a bad diet. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I ate like 5 cookies yesterday and I enjoyed it. Okay. I love sweets.
Yep.
But you need to find moderation, like maybe 80-20. 80% of the time you're good. Eating whole foods, trying to cut down on the processed, drinking your water, staying hydrated. Most people don't know that you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces in water.
All right.
So it seems like a lot, and that can be terrifying when you're just starting. But if you get like a motivational cup, you know, they sell them
at
the stores.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm hitting my goals.
I can handle this.
Yeah. You feel successful.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that's, I mean, really just kind of straightforward tactical things of, hey, here's the things that – let's set ourselves up for success when we start.
Yes.
And just look at the whole picture.
I know you know what SMART goals are. So it's the same for fitness. Yeah. You want them to be SMART goals. You need them to be very specific and measurable. And it's just most people start off with like really longer term goals. Like I want to lose 50 pounds in 3 months. Let's talk about that, right? Let's try to break it down into smaller chunks and then maybe extend that time frame a little bit so it's healthy and sustainable. So that's another piece of it. I try to meet with everybody about their goals every 3 months, check in, see how they're doing. So
it's interesting. I had this conversation last night with one of my team members. We're going over some stuff. We're going over some business goals, some personal goals for her. And she asked me, she's like, hey, how did you learn this stuff? Like, did you read this somewhere? And I told her, I was like, I learned most of what I'm talking about right now with goals and steps and kind of same thing at SMART goals process through fitness. Like it, small little steps and small changes every day help you accomplish like amazing things you didn't think were possible.
Yeah.
I mean, for me at one point in my life and for a long time, I couldn't imagine like a marathon was like, who, can't run 3 miles. Who the hell can run 26 miles? Yeah. Like, who are these crazy people? And how's that even possible? But with a simple plan in 4 months, anybody can almost. Yeah. Like, it's you just start small and just increase a little bit. It's the same thing in business. It's the same thing with life goals. And you have a plan. You have some sort of accountability or measurables behind it.
Yes.
And, pretty much the results are guaranteed. Now
Write it down. Write it down so you hold yourself accountable to it. Don't leave it in your brain. Yep. Tell somebody about it. That way you're held accountable.
Yep. I learned by far more about accomplishing goals and doing hard things and mentally what it takes to be a better business owner and entrepreneur through fitness than anything I've ever read, any leadership books, any business books, anything. And it's that's been life-changing. And thank God for it, because I'm about to turn 44 and I just had a dang baby. So staying active and healthy and having all this energy and stuff is so important to me anyway, but now it's really important.
Yes.
And so I'm really grateful and thankful, and especially you're out there doing this, you're building communities. I'm assuming prior to Massey Fit, any business experience, anything?
No, I had never run my own business before.
So how has that been? Has that been a stressful part of it? Is something that's been easy for you?
I do not excel at that part. I don't think.
Which is most business owners are good and love, passionate about what they do, but the business side,
I was a mess before I met Amy Whipple. If you don't know Amy Whipple, you need to know her if you're trying to start a business. She is the owner of Rise and Shine Mastermind.
Not agree more.
She changed my life. She told me the processes. She told me what to do, and I did it. She was like, wow, you're doing everything I said. Well, yes, I am doing everything you say. I am all about going out there. If someone tells me what to do, I can do that. But I just couldn't come up with it. And she's such a visionary, and she saw things in me that I didn't know were possible. And so she's very encouraging. And I truly believe that I am where I am right now because I followed her instructions. And I'm still a member of the mastermind. I show up every Friday. I learn something new every Friday. And I love it.
Absolutely. Amy changed my life. I've been a business owner for 25 years. And she drastically changed my trajectory in life. And so I could not agree more. And y'all's mastermind. Are y'all still doing the one you show up at 5 o'clock? I know no other business owner is willing to meet at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I am, shocked y'all get up and talk business at 5 a.m. Nobody does that. No. CEOs of Fortune 500 companies aren't getting up at 5 a.m. for a Zoom business meeting.
And then you came and spoke.
I thought I was there's going to be two people on here. Nobody getting up. There was 20 people. Yeah. I'm this is mind-blowing. And half of y'all are already dressed and stuff.
Not
me.
I am not one of those people. I have coffee in my robe on.
Love it.
Oh, well. It's a little square. Hopefully people can see.
It's just super committed. And it shows really the community y'all have built and the content that Amy brings and all of you as speakers and
so
leaders
valuable.
is worth getting up at 5 a.m. to do. And I think that's super cool. One of the things with the Rise and Soar event you all just had, and you were a speaker there, Elizabeth on my team came back, and she's like, hey, Morgan talked about something really cool kind of in the business side of what she does with Massey Fit of you've built a community, and you've been able to really keep that community engaged through newsletters and communication.
Like
we were talking before we started recording, so many people are like, Instagram and how do I get more followers or how do I go do Google ad spend? But you found a different, almost more organic, easier, cheaper route through email and newsletters. Tell me a little bit about that, how you started that, how you learned that, what kind of success you're seeing there.
Yeah, I think Amy might have told me I needed to start a newsletter. So I was like, cool, I'll start a newsletter. And the next week, I was like,
you
done.
Just go. Did you're like, newsletter. You're like, done. Yeah. All right, I go. I don't question. Yeah. I don't have any fear.
No. Yes. I did have help with one of my, I was paying somebody to help me with the social media, learning how to work Canva. I'd never done any of that stuff before. So I needed some training on it. Mm-hmm. But once I figured out how to work MailChimp and Canva, and it all talks very easily, and I just figured out what my people wanted. I try not to post any fluff. Mm-hmm. I value your time. I'm going to tell you about the events I have going on. If I found an article to be helpful, I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to spotlight somebody that is working out and like really challenging other people. So each month I do like a client spotlight. And when people come in to work out, they're like, oh, I loved your spotlight. That was awesome. I didn't know this about you. So it's also bringing people together.
Yes.
Because I have classes at all different times through the day. So my 5 a.m. people might not ever see my 4 p.m. people. And then in the summer, they'll cross over because they all come at different times. And they're like, oh, I saw you in the newsletter. Or how did you hear about that? Oh, I saw somebody's like testimonial. I do client testimonials too. I wanted to come try it because I saw her testimonial. So
I love it.
Yeah.
How integral do you think the community and the just that piece of it has been for the success of your business?
It's everything. It is everything. When COVID was first start, not that it's over, like I know it's still
whatever,
out there, whatever.
Say, yeah, I don't know either.
When we were coming out of our bubbles, everyone was still wanting to be in a bubble. Like one-on-one was the way to go. And then it was like everybody took a deep breath. It was like, oh, community. Now I want community. I need to be with people. And that it's just changed. My business, I grew from like 5 solo people up to 35 now. And they're all different times of day. And we look forward to seeing each other.
See, that's awesome. I love that. And sustainable, fun. You know, you talk about, you know, fitness is fun. I talk about business is fun. Like,
yeah.
I feel like so many people view like business or entrepreneurship as like risky and stressful and work 90 hours a week. And the same thing with fitness. Yeah. They're like, oh, I got to go grind at the gym and I hate it and I got to go eat this crap I don't like. It's truly not that way at all. This can be fun, exciting, like winning, accomplishing your goals, being awesome at stuff is fun. And especially start doing it with other people. But on the business side, for most of us, we haven't figured out that community piece.
Yeah.
And if you have community in fitness, why can't you have it in every type of business?
Yes.
I think we are somewhat blind to that, or we get so just tunnel visioned into what we do on the business side. For a lot of us as entrepreneurs and business owners, we just don't do that, or we lose that. And I think that's part of why we're here, why we started businesses, is to help people, to serve people, to make it fun and to interact and everybody work together and get stronger together.
Yes. I'm so lucky that my world's
You're doing it, and a lot of us are not. So does that just start with a newsletter, or do you intentionally start it in a different way, or are you doing events too?
I just started with a boot camp, and then I was like, oh, people really enjoy this kind of tough work. Like, seriously, I had chopped down a tree the week before.
Together,
and I had them outside flipping logs one day. They're like, oh my gosh. There's all these memes out there that say, you know, if you go through the hard things together, it bonds you.
Yep.
And working out's hard.
Yep.
Yeah. But I also agree and think that working out shouldn't be something you hate and dread. Like, if you hate running, do not run. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a ton of other ways you can burn calories.
Absolutely.
Right? If you absolutely hate doing a burpee, I'm not ever going to ask you to do a burpee, because we can do a lot of other things that are going to give you wonderful benefits also. Mm-hmm. So don't do the things that you hate. Do things that you love, because you're going to stick to it, right? And just like in business, pick something that you love, because we only have one life to live. You want to love I want to wake up happy every day and be like, yes, I get to go change somebody's life. I get to go help somebody. And whether they know it or not, they all help me more than words can say.
Yes. God, I love that. So inspiring. And I couldn't agree more. Like, there's so many options. Like, I love running. It's interesting. I love running, but not enough to just like where that's enough for me. But if I combine like business podcasts while I'm running, like, I'm disappointed when I can't run. I'm like, I can't run today. You know, but then some stuff happens. I injured my foot back in the fall, and I had to switch, and I knew I needed to do weight training. I know that's important, especially at my age.
At all ages.
True, 100%. Yeah. I just didn't want to do it. I love cardio and running and biking and swimming. I'm like, yeah. But now I love weight training.
Oh, good.
And now I found a way like where I just get super excited about that. And
yeah.
I get to do it with my wife now. We do some strength training classes and stuff together. Nice. And so it's interesting. I think if you're open-minded and you're willing to just learn to appreciate the journey, and it's really, I think if you set out to lose 15 pounds in 3 months or whatever, that's awesome. But you also learn like, hey, the journey is so much more valuable than the end result sometimes.
Yes.
Some of these things. And
yeah.
Especially
and
when you bring
it up a little, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you love running, but sometimes I got injured after the half. Yeah. I was a little depressed. I was like, this is awful. I'm so sad right now. So then you have to lean into other movements that work for you at that time. And then you might find something else you love.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I know for me, like getting injured running, and same thing, I had some goals, I had some stuff I was signed up for, I was going to do, and it all that came crashing down in one really stupid, like, I was busy that day. I'm like, oh, I'll run at 9 o'clock at night.
So oh.
Obviously, you start running in the dark, and I was going down this hill in a road, and logs were in the road.
So oh, no.
It was really dumb. But anyway, I got hurt. But now, because of that, and because of strength training and core training and doing some different stuff, like, I am so much of a stronger, better runner now.
Yeah.
And I didn't run for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And so it's wild how that kind of works out and plays into it. I want to talk a little bit about how you motivate your people. I'm doing some things here in my office with some fitness challenges that I've done off and on with my team or different teams over the years. But in your environment, are you challenging people? Are y'all tracking goals? Do y'all have scorecards? What do y'all do, and how do you just kind of keep that motivation and excitement
there? So I have a couple of things. One of my clients is an artist, Mary Prickett. She's wonderful. She came and painted a huge mural on my wall. It's the Wall of Greatness. So anytime someone hits a goal, they write it down and they sign it.
So it is publicly written.
Everyone,
so it's like
see.
Public accountability.
Yeah, okay. It is. And we have our private goals that we check in every 3 months. And then I like to do a fitness bingo card. So I will – it's a really big bingo card, though. So they have to, like, obviously get bingo.
Yep.
Or if they fill up the whole card, then I'll give them, like, a T-shirt or a tumbler or, you know, just something to say good job.
Yes.
And a lot of people – it's a healthy competition, right, within the small group. It's not I'm better than she is. It's like, oh, she picked up heavier weights today. I'm going to pick up heavier weights today. And it never fails. Everyone tells me, I worked out so much harder today because they were here or they were here. And I'm like, yes, that's wonderful. You push yourself harder when you're around strong people who are pushing themselves harder. And it's just a benefit to everybody.
100%. I love that. It's so much fun, and it's more challenging when you bring the group or other people concept. Same thing for me. I work out harder. I mean, my wife and I aren't competitive with each other at all. My wife is not a very competitive person, but when we work out together, I don't know what it is, but we both work out harder when we're together than if we just do the same workout separate.
For sure.
And then for me, my personality, I'm an all or nothing. I can't do I'm going to work out 3 days a week because I like push it to the end of the week, or I justify why I shouldn't do today. So I have to be like, I don't work out every day.
Yeah.
Like, if not, it just won't happen. I have to be kind of all in. And so I started with my team doing 30-day challenges, and we keep a Google Drive, and we set these challenges. January was workout at least. Exercise and work out at least 40 minutes a day, and then we put our workout on there, and so there's like all of us can see what everybody's doing, and so you're accountable, but you kind of want to show out too, so you do more a lot of times. And then we do the carrot and the stick. I think it was a $500 bonus if you made it all 30 days in January.
That's amazing.
But if you didn't, there was a $50 fine, and you had to work 6 hours on Saturday. There's like the carrot and the stick we bring, and then we done one for February that was a little different, and then we're just about to start one for March, and it's going to be 100 sit-ups a day and 100 of you get to choose from four or five things, push-ups or pull-ups or burpees. Or
yeah, so, that would change.
So we're bringing in that kind of consistency and kind of group side. And it's so cool because that's where a lot of our conversations go now and a lot of, like, stuff. And, like, we get to find out more about each other and share stuff.
Yeah,
and
ideas, too.
And so even in an office environment, it's such a cool way to just bring fitness into it in a community aspect.
That's great.
And get better, and we all just – feel better and have more energy, and I swear it's life-changing. So
yeah.
I just love what you're doing with that and how you've been able to grow this and just really just do things on a next level from a business standpoint that a lot of us aren't out there doing, from community and engagement and newsletters. And we just now, for us, I mean, we probably started in July of last year, but we finally are doing – God, it's so funny we're doing this. We're talking about this. We're just now doing a monthly newsletter for our clients, and the call, the Zoom right before we came in to record this, the guy I was on there with, he's in South Carolina, he's remote, he's never been to our office, I don't think we've ever met, he's been applying for 15 years, I've never met in person. We always Zoom or talk on the phone. He was like, man, I really love y'all's newsletters, and I love all the stuff Elizabeth's putting in there.
Doesn't
it's
that
so
good?
Much fun. And, like,
love it.
Same thing. We spotlight a client or an employee, and we share some stuff. We give some tax tips. And so he just brought up, like, 15 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, how awesome that newsletter was. And we gave us a topic to talk about for a while. So
And I'm sure other people are loving it. I got to get on your newsletter.
Absolutely. You're going to, like, critique it. You're going to be like, oh, this is a terrible newsletter. I ain't Come train us on how to do a good
newsletter. It's also important when you have newsletters to try to link it back to your website, because the point's to drive business, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I also have on-demand videos, but they're mostly for my clients to use when they can't make it into the studio. But I write a blog, and I just link it back to my website.
See,
and hopefully,
look at you. You're linking the websites. You're writing blogs. You're using Canva. Like, you're, like, crushing it.
It was another guest speaker Amy had, and she's like, you need to write a blog. I said, oh, go write a blog then.
You're like action oriented.
I do.
But also, too, from what I understand, you don't just do a newsletter. You're, like, looking at analytics and, like, open rates and some other stuff,
like,
right?
I do like to know that stuff.
So
I hold, like, a 65, 75. It varies week to week. I do a weekly newsletter. So
obviously, you know how, like, crazy huge that is.
Well,
most people are, like, 10%.
I didn't until people started telling me that was good.
It's insane. Yeah. It's like, I can't even get my wife to open 75% of the emails I send her. Somebody, you have your entire community doing it. So.
Well, I guess everybody's just having a good time right now. And I try my best to do events where we get together. I do something very fun with a local farm, Junie B Farms in Monroe.
Okay.
We do goat yoga.
God.
Little baby
goats
jumping
Jesus. Around
your backs and stuff. I did a workshop with Canopy the other day doing the trapeze. And Fleet Feet is opening up in Oconee. So I was hoping to do a group run with them. I've been talking to Catherine about that. So I'm just trying to, like, partner with other health and fitness wellness people in the community.
Sure.
Just to bring more business to them. But also, I mean, why not?
Everybody wins together.
Everybody wins.
Everybody gets stronger together. God, that's,
exactly.
That is so awesome. And I know what our listeners are thinking. I know it because I've been there. They're like, well, that's easy to do with fitness, or that's easy, for you to do because you got running stores. And every business, it's easy for your business, too, if you just think outside the box. You can do all these cool events. You can do all this community stuff. People love that kind of stuff. And
they do.
Like, I know what some listeners are thinking. It's like, oh, if I had a fitness business, that'd be easy. Like, it's easy for you, too. You're just making excuses.
Right. Find something you love.
Follow your
Lean
lead and
it.
Take action and have a good time with it. I love it. All right. My favorite part of the episode, and this lines up so well for you and who you are and what you do. This ought to be like a slam dunk. Stronger Business Podcast, this is our max out moment. This is where we wrap up and end the episode. If we could leave our audience and listeners with one tactic, one tip to kind of max out and get stronger as they go into the weekend. Again, it could be anything you want to share. What's Morgan's max out moment, and what do you want to leave our listeners with?
Gosh, I think we've already said it, but it was what I wanted to say, and wake up early, do it.
Yes.
Your body will get used to it. Go to bed 15 minutes early so you can wake up 15 minutes earlier. It's going to change your life.
It will 100% change your life. I agree more. Yeah. God, if there's, that's so tactical and again, so action oriented. I love it. Love it. Love it. Speaks to my heart. If you wake up, I'm just a believer and it's hard. It's hard as hell. I'm trying to figure out how to get back to doing it. I make excuses right now. I got a 15-year-old dog and an 8-month-old baby. But I think if you can figure out a way to wake up before 6 a.m., mm-hmm. it changes your day. It changes your yes. life. I saw major just life changes and business changes and fitness changes. I got to get back. I'm calling myself out where I need to do that too. I know. I just make excuses. and so that's an awesome max out moment. I love it. I encourage it. I mean, we're going into the weekend. Go do it tomorrow. You can nap later.
Yeah, there's exactly. I didn't say you couldn't nap at noon.
Yeah.
You've been up a long time at that point.
Absolutely. Like guilt-free too. Like yeah. you get up and work out, knock out some business stuff before like 8 a.m. Solid. Before most people wake up.
Right.
God, it feels good.
Crushing the day.
And then you don't feel guilty about eating or napping or yeah. whatever happens the rest of the day.
I tell all my clients, you can do hard things.
Yes, 100%. And you will, for some reason, you'll feel so like – out of happy and just accomplished. And I don't know, the hard things, the earning stuff is what makes it so worth it.
It does.
So I love it. All right. Where do people find you at? How do they connect? How do they go to freaking goat yoga and all the cool things yeah. you have going on?
Everything is on my website, massyfit.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter that way. So then you will know all the community events that I do.
Got to sign up for that newsletter yeah. today.
Love it. Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful.
This has been fun. We'll do this again. You make this super easy. You're great at this. It's a lot of fun. I learned a ton today. I got to start getting my ass up before 6 a.m.
You can do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. I'm going to have some words for you in the morning.
I have your email.
I don't mean what I'm going to say about you in my head tomorrow morning.
That's okay. Right? All yeah. my clients have words for me too. And they're like, it's out of love. I'm like, okay.
But no, y'all go follow Morgan. Go check out Massey Fit. The website is super awesome. A lot of cool stuff going on. And just, I don't know, we all crave that community piece and just getting stronger together. It's so much of what I believe in. It's been awesome having you here.
Thank you.
You all go out. Get stronger together this weekend. Sign up for something. Build a community. Get up before 6 a.m. and have an awesome weekend. Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar. Don't you act like you afraid of shh. You know I got it. If you want to come get it, stand next to this money like...